Good morning, everyone. Today is Tes Zayin, the 16th day of the month of Marcheshvan. We are continuing our learning, personal growth, and character development. Picking up from where we left off last time, discussing that every pursuit, every undertaking that a person engages has the potential, has the koach for Kedusha, has the potential for holiness. In fact, Rabbi Shlomo Volbe in Alei Shori explains that every vocation, every malacha, every activity. So of course it brings its own store of nisyonos, its own store of challenges, whether it's a temptation, a nisayon to overcharge somebody if you're in that business, or to underpay somebody, or the difficulty, the struggle of always keeping a person's word. You say you're going to do something, you say that you're the price that you're espousing is going to be what it is, and in fact it changes, or making sure that you're avoiding to sell things that are usser. You're not selling things that you should be selling that really you're falling prey to that, or avoiding unacceptable business tactics. You're not ethical. You're speaking in a way that a Jew doesn't speak. You're shortchanging. You're making a chilul Hashem. Whatever those examples are. So, but though he writes that when a Yehudi comes and encounters such situations where you have a tendency, or you have a taiva, you have a desire to fall prey to any of those examples or others, so a person has to know that a person is put in that situation for a specific reason. You have to know that this is his mission. This is your opportunity to rise to the occasion and observe the halacha the way it's supposed to be. Meaning it's not smooth sailing always. In fact, the fact that a person has the ability to overcome those nisyonos make greatness, make it possible for a person to achieve holiness. Now, we don't hope or invite temptations to overcharge, underpay, keeping one's word, selling things that are forbidden, unacceptable business tactics. But those are just part of the temptations that people have in the workforce, in any vocation, and frankly, in any capacity where there's engagement in the world, where people engage with other people, so then sometimes there's these desires, these temptations that are very, very strong, and sometimes even overwhelming. But when a Jew overcomes them, when a person looks at those situations, you have to know that this is an opportunity. La'amod b'nisayon zeh, v'lishmor es ha'alocha. You can observe the halacha, make a kiddush Hashem, and follow what you're supposed to follow. And with this, we understand that Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, who's the altar of Slabodka, in one of his writings, he wrote, and I'm just paraphrasing, that connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam is not restricted, of course, as we're discussing, to religious ritual, Torah study, prayer. People think that that's what it is. Many people are of the assumption, that people think that the service of God and fear of heaven are literally restricted to certain times, certain actions, at specific times of the year, religious rituals, the Limurat Torah, Tefillah, you come to shul, you have the holidays. And so therefore, when a person, if you have that mentality, when a person finds themselves outside of a formal Torah context, so many people, they feel reikum, they feel empty, they feel rachlik, they feel distance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But a person has to ask themselves the following question. Since we know that kol ha'olam kulo, that the entire world is filled with Shechina, with divine God's presence, so this means that every action is done in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, bechadre chadarim, even in the privacy of what you think is in the inner antechamber for which you find yourself sequestered in your own bias, in your own home. But Hashem's presence is literally everywhere. And so therefore, everything that you do is in God's presence, and everything in the world is directly dependent on Hashem's ratzon for its very existence, and everything that happens is under Hashem's direct supervision. It's very important to keep in mind, especially on an election day here in the United States, where everything is in God we trust, in the Almighty that we believe. Everything is for the glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and everything is the Hashgacha Pratis, divine intervention, divine supervision. And that being the case, how is it conceivable that there can be an area of life which is devoid of the potential fulfilling Hashem's Ratzon, for Hashem's will is paramount and most significant. So therefore we understand that it's not just limited spirituality, holiness to a person's engagement in synagogue, Torah learning, ritual experiences, and tefillah, but it's actually in every area. God's availability is in the entire world, and so therefore every pursuit has the potential for kedusha. Every challenge and roadblock as it presents itself is an opportunity for us to observe halacha and to be mekadosh shem shemayim. Okay, we'll continue with this topic this week. I wish everybody a wonderful, holy, and a happy day.